Hello and welcome back to the My First Marathon podcast, where we interview runners in all stages of their running careers about their first marathon experiences to prove to you that anyone can run a marathon. Today, I have something very special to announce. I talked about it last week, but the My First Marathon First Marathon Buddy program is officially live. I'm going to tell you a little bit of background, and then I'm going to share the course overview with you so that you know what to expect. So I want to tell you a little bit of the history of my first marathon, I guess you could say, and then also how this idea of this course kind of came about. So the original idea of my first marathon wasn't just to tell my personal first marathon story. That's how the podcast started, but that wasn't the original idea. The original idea came from race recaps. One of my favorite things on Instagram and TikTok to read are people's first marathon race recaps. You see them literally everywhere. It's the long captions with mile one to mile whatever, this is how I felt. Mile whatever to whatever, this is how I felt. I find those so interesting. And the more of them that you read, you realize that there's so many paths to running a marathon. It's insane. It's an infinite amount of ways that you can run a marathon and still end up in the exact same spot. So when I launched the podcast, that was the idea behind it. I wanted to highlight other first marathon stories because my first marathon was so impactful for me. I wanted to find a way that I could put all these stories in one spot and just share the magic of what running a first marathon is really about. Prove to more people that anyone can run a marathon and that there's not one way to do it. Now, the podcast is coming up on 2 years in March, which is absolutely insane. And if you remember about 6 months ago, I started out on my coaching journey and I also helped my mom train for her first marathon. So I got a whole other perspective to the first marathon experience, being able to see it through a coaching lens and to see it through the eyes of somebody so close to me. And through that experience, I realized that there's so many options out there for training plans, but there's not really a lot of accessibility in the coaching world. Coaching is very expensive. One-on-one coaching is definitely an investment. And being a coach myself, I definitely think the investment is worth it, obviously, but I think that there should be this middle ground that makes coaching more accessible to more people. And because I have such a soft spot for first marathoners, I was like, I really feel called to make something for first marathoners specifically, to make this process more inviting, more simple, and more accessible to more people. So about 6 months ago, I started looking into all of these different options that first timers are using for training. There's a lot of apps, there's a lot of paper plans, and there are some coaches that also support first marathoners. And thinking back to my first marathon, I trained with the Run with Hal app, which is the Hal Higdon plan. I actually think in terms of apps go, that's one of the ones that I like the best because it's not AI based. It's just very straightforward, very simple. It basically emulates a paper plan. So it's really simple to use. What I really liked about the Run with Hal app is every single week there would be these little actionable tips about hey, this is how you could be feeling. Hey, this is how you should be feeling. Now, I think the problem with the app is it is a one size fits all. So while I say that I recommend it, it's not my first recommendation. It's if you don't have access to coaching, if you don't have access to this, if you don't have access to this, then maybe you could try the Hal Higdon plan. And then I just started thinking more that there's got to be something in the middle besides these generic one size fits all plans to one-on-one personalized coaching. And that's how this idea of the first marathon buddy program came about. So the buddy program is not intended to replace your training plan. It gives you the ability to go seek out a paper plan or go seek out an app that you feel would work the best for you. What it does is it partners with whatever you choose. So it's meant to walk alongside a training plan that you already have, but give you those actionable tips that are very palatable, very accessible, and very beginner friendly. So I walk you through basic concepts like how do you fuel? How do you pace yourself? How do you set goals? How do you build habits? All of these different things. And I do it in a way where I'm only giving you the information that you need for that week. Especially now that I'm coaching, I get all this feedback that there's so much information out there, especially for first marathoners. It's so hard to parse through and pick out information that is specific to you in that moment. It's really easy to get ahead of yourself and work ahead and really stress yourself out training for your first marathon. And so the buddy program is intended to be just that. It's it's your marathon buddy. It's walking with you through training. It's helping you. It's giving you resources. It's making everything more palatable and accessible. Before we get into the course overview, I also want to highlight the community aspect of this because that was something that was also really important to me. So access to the Buddy course is a membership, and the membership includes the 20-week course, access to a private Strava, access to Q&A webinars where we can talk live, and then also discounts on one-on-one coaching and merch. But I also have the community, which is free to join. You can join at school.com/myfirstmarathon. I'll link it in the show notes, and I'll link it in my bio as well. I handpicked 19 marathoners in that community that have ran marathons before that are in there ready to support first-time marathoners. You can join that completely free today. That's where you can post questions, you can introduce yourself, you can tell people your wins, you can tell people your losses. That community is meant to just highlight first-time marathoners, lift you up, and make you feel less alone. So if you're running your first marathon in 2026 or beyond, I highly encourage you to join the community today. My goal is for this to be very community-centric, for this to be very helpful, to take feedback from you all, and make this just something that feels like It truly, truly, truly is built for first-time marathoners. So I'll stop there. I'm just going to play the clip of the course overview now. But again, you can join the community now today at school.com/myfirstmarathon. And the first Marathon Buddy course is officially live. Thank you so much for the support. I love you all. Hello and welcome to the first Marathon Buddy community. My name is Taylor and I'm an RRCA certified running coach and the host of the My First Marathon podcast. I want to welcome you all, but I also want to share a little context for why this community exists. So there was a very clear before and after point in my life that came from running my first marathon. Before running my first marathon, I didn't fully see what I was capable of. I was an ex-softball player that kind of completely lost my way with movement, and I doubted myself a lot more than I realized. For a really long time, I stayed small in ways that felt safe, but after crossing that finish line, something in me shifted. Not because I became a completely different person, but because I proved to myself that I could do something hard, uncomfortable, and meaningful all the way through. Since then, I've been on a mission to pour into other people who are running their first marathon because I've seen how powerful that experience can be. I truly believe that you are capable of so much more than you think you are, and I also believe that no one should have to go through this process alone. That's why this community exists. This space is meant to be a safe place to learn, ask questions, grow, struggle, celebrate, and change. Marathon training isn't just physical. It's emotional, it's mental, and it's deeply personal. Having people around you who understand what you're going through makes a huge difference, and that's what I want this community to be. Inside this community, you'll find other marathoners who are here to support you. There are people who have been in your shoes and are ready to answer questions, hype you up, normalize the hard days, and celebrate the wins, big and small. You don't have to have everything figured out to be here. You just have to show up. If you choose to be a part of the membership, you'll also have access to the First Marathon Buddy course. This is a course that's designed to walk alongside a 20-week training plan, giving you advice, fundamentals, and support at the exact moments that you need them. It's not about information overload. It's about meeting you where you're at in training and making sure that you don't feel alone. You'll also have access to Q&A webinars where we can talk through what's coming up for you in real time, a private Strava group filled with other first-time marathoners so that you can see that you're not doing this alone, and then also discounts on one-on-one coaching and other things. Whether you're here to observe, ask questions, or fully dive in, you belong here. I'm really glad that you found your way into this space, and I'm proud of you for taking this step, whether that means committing to your first marathon, supporting somebody else through theirs, or simply believing that you're capable of so much more. Welcome to the community.